Blog Talk Radio. Hello? Hello?
Apostle, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Oh, glory be to God. More information will be available on the website at www.kingdombuildersplaza.org. If you do on the website, and the website is under construction, it will be back up. Glory be to God. And also every morning, Monday through Saturday, from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., Kingdom Builders International has the intercessory prayer line. Glory to God. Glory to God. So call in for prayer and intercession. I will give the number out at the end of the broadcast. Glory to God. God is truly worthy of all the glory and honor and praise. I give a shout-out for Prophet Teresa, and we just thank God for the visionaire of the ministry. Amen. Glory to God. Apostle, are you on the line now?
Yes,
amen.
Ma'am. The devil is alive.
Glory to God. Yes,
wow.
He is. So I'm
wow.
just excited about the word is going to go forth tonight. Glory to God.
Wow.
So at this time, man of God, I release the line to you.
Amen. Father, I thank you right now. I praise and magnify your holy and righteous name. Father, I thank you for the push in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the indication that the enemy is upset with this word. And so, Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus against every further hindrance. I curse it right now. I cancel it in the name of Jesus. I cancel it by the power and authority of Jesus Christ. And, Father, I just give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in the name of Jesus. We pray. And amen. Well, let's get to the word. Obviously, Satan didn't want this one to go forth because that's never happened. And so let's just get to the word right away. We have little time. Genesis, follow me to Genesis, the third chapter. And today we're talking about fear. We're talking about fear. And the definition for fear is an unpleasant emotion that's caused by anticipation or awareness of danger, to be unsure of one's future. Oh, my God. And God wants us to be sure of our future. He wants us to understand that our future is in his hands. The scripture says this: I know the plan that I have for you, thoughts of good and not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. God has a plan for you, and the only way Satan can break that plan is through fear. Fear is the enemy of doubt. It is the absolute enemy of doubt. And so we're going to go to Genesis, the third chapter, and we're going to talk a little bit about how Satan tried to bring and add fear into the plan of God for Adam and Eve. The scripture says in the first verse, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, shall not that ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye shall you shall eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat." The seventh verse says, "And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden and in the cool of the day." "And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden." Amen. Amen. Satan's primary desire is to cause you to fear, is to cause you to hide yourself from God. The Bible says, "Cast not away thy confidence, which has a great recompense of reward." And the way that Satan attacks the confidence of the believers of God is to make them feel as if they have done something or said something or been somewhere that God will not forgive them. They have done something so horrible, so large that God cannot find any way to forgive them, and therefore they are not in right standing with God. And with that comes uncertainty. With that comes unpleasantness. With that comes fear. When you have a person as large as God, as powerful as God, and you feel like now the God that was once with you is now against you, this has to change your mind. This has to cause you to fear. And then when you begin to fear, you will begin to fear everything about your life. You will begin to fear your financial decisions. You will begin to fear whether you should tithe or not. You will begin to fear everything. When fear enters in, everything draws back. Anytime Satan attacks you, anytime he comes to add fear into your life, it will cause you to draw back. What is the first thing that you do when you touch a stove and you notice that it is hot? The first thing you do is draw your hand back. The first thing you do is draw back. And so Satan's design for fear is to cause you to draw back from the presence of God. Now, the first thing that Adam and Eve did was they hid themselves from each other. And that's what fear does with you. Fear will cause you to isolate yourself. I don't know. I'm afraid that somebody's going to hurt me like the other people hurt me. I'm afraid that this is going to happen. I'm afraid that that's going to happen just like it happened before. And so you walk around church with an apron on, and you really don't want anybody to see the real you. You find yourself hiding yourself, isolating yourself. And then when you isolate yourself not only from people, but you isolate yourself from God. If I were to put a mask on right now, not only could you not identify me, but nobody could identify me. So when you hide yourself, when you're walking around with a facade on, and when you are hiding yourself, you not only hide yourself from people, but you hide yourself from God. Now, here is Adam and Eve walking in the garden, and they sew fig leaves on themselves, and they're looking at each other all kind of funny, and they're like, wait a minute, you naked. And they're like, she's like, wait a minute, you naked. And so now they're walking in the garden, and now the voice of God, the Bible says that they heard the voice of God walking in the garden. I find it interesting that the voice, they said that the voice of God was walking. They ascribed the voice of God a human trait, that it was literally walking. My God, I want you to understand something. Just like he said in Hosea and Isaiah, he said, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. It shall accomplish the thing that I please and prosper in the thing to where to I sent it. Understand this. Whenever God speaks, his word continues to walk. There is nothing that God has spoken in your life that is not still walking. I don't care what it is. I don't care what Satan has told you. Everything that God has spoken in your life is still walking. Satan has not caused it to be crippled. It is still walking. I'm reminded of a story in the Bible where the young man was laying on the side of the road, and he laid on the side of the road for many years. And there was a season where the angels or the presence of God would come into the water and stir the water. And when that would happen, anybody who got into the water fast enough would receive their miracle or would receive their healing. But the problem was, every time he got up, the scripture says that he said that every time I get up, somebody step it down in the water before me. And so because of this multiple times of failure, he began to just expect failure. And then he didn't even get up anymore. He stayed on the side of the road, and he didn't get up anymore. He said, I have not a man to take me to the water when it is stirred. But here comes Jesus walking on that same road. I want you to understand, the word that God has spoken in your life is still walking. And no matter what situation you find yourself in, you are going to come. The word of God that he spoke on your life is going to come across you soon. My God, I'm preaching to myself. The word of God is still walking. And here comes Jesus. Jesus is known as the living word, the word made flesh. And here's Jesus walking past this man in this state that he has been in for so long. And I want somebody to understand that whoever is listening right now, that there is a state that you've been in for a long time. And it is because of fear. You've been afraid to go any further. You've been afraid to launch off into the deep. You've been afraid to do what it is that God called you to do. But I rebuke the spirit of fear right now off of your life. Everything that's hindering you, everything that's holding you, you shall do what it is that God called you to do. You shall have that thing that God promised you. Everything that God promised you is still walking. My God, it is not lame. It is not broken down. It is still walking. Hallelujah. Amen. And so now we understand God walking through the garden. He is coming to check on his word. He is coming to check on what he spoke. And I want you to understand, whenever you get out of the place where you're supposed to be, here comes God walking through your garden to check on you. And this is what he's doing right now. This is why Satan was so mad and did not want this word to go forth. Because God wanted to say, listen, I'm about to walk through your life right now. I'm going to speak directly to you right now. Hallelujah. And so he's walking through the garden, and he does something that's interesting to me. He calls Adam as if he does not know where Adam is. my God. And why the reason he called Adam was that he wanted Adam to understand that he was not where he should be. He said, Adam, where art thou? There is something about Adam that is foreign to God right now. There is something about Adam that is foreign, and what it is fear. Fear is foreign. See, I want you to understand something. With knowledge, with wisdom, my God, sometimes comes fear. Because they said, I want to be as God, and I want to know the knowledge of good and evil. Because of this, fear came in. I remember one time I was watching on television, and they began to talk about how the economy is failing, the economy is crashing. And I said, God, I've been broke all my life. Now, God, why the economy got to fail when it's my time to be blessed? Who am I talking to? But I want you to understand that the wealth of the righteous, the wealth of the unjust is stored up for the righteous, and your word is still walking your way. Your word is still walking your way. I'm going to say it again. Your word is still walking your way. There is nothing that's going to hinder it. There is nothing that's going to stop it. Why? Because the Bible said that God watches over his word to perform it. So whatever he spoke in your life and it is walking towards you, God is standing right next to it, making sure that Satan cannot hinder what was spoken. My God. So Satan has no authority. All he can do is hinder, like he tried to do this phone call. Hallelujah. Now watch this. The fear that Satan has allowed, has put into them, has caused them to do something. The 10th verse says, and he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. Oh, my God. He said, I was afraid, God, because I was naked. And a lot of us are so afraid to be naked. We're so afraid to be ourselves. And you will not get the blessing that God has for you unless you be you. I want you to understand that. You will not have the blessing that God ordained for you to have unless you are you. I want you to understand something. If somebody said, Marcus, I want you to meet me at the airport, and I want to give you $1 million. Apostle Marcus, I want you to meet me there, and I'm going to give you $1 million. Now watch this. If I go there with a mask on, they will not be able to locate me for my blessing. It is the same way. If you are out of the vein or out of the will of God for your life, he cannot locate you for your miracle. Oh, my God. He can't locate you. You put yourself in a place that God has not put you. You are out of his jurisdiction. Hey, my God. I want you to understand something. If I were to commit a crime in the United States, as soon as I cross the Mexican border into Mexico, the United States police no longer has jurisdiction in Mexico. Now they can no longer arrest me. They have to get somebody to extradite me, which means to bring me back to where I was. My God, somebody already got it. Back to where I was in order for me to get what I'm supposed to get, the punishment or the reward that I'm supposed to get. So what is God saying? He said he's about to extradite somebody. He's about to bring them back to the place where they was before so that he can find them, so that he can locate them to give them their miracle. Oh, my God, to give them their blessing. God is about to extradite somebody. Oh, my God. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. I'm going to give you a little time to get it if you're looking for it. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. It reads, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear is not given to us by God. Satan is the only one that will give you the spirit of fear. See, I want you to understand something about fear. Fear is put up in order to protect somebody that's weak. Oh, my God. See, when I was growing up, I really, and you might think it's funny, but when I was coming up, I really couldn't fight. But I knew how to put fear in people. I knew how to talk as if I can throw them. I knew how to act like I can fight. And so I would talk as if I can fight. And because of I put the fear in them, they never tried me. My God. And this is how Satan is. Somebody. everybody has something that God told them to do. And Satan has put so much fear that you won't even try, that you won't even go for it. He told you, look, you failed the last time you tried. You failed the last time you tried. Who am I speaking to? You failed the last time you tried. But the devil is a lie. You better go after it. This is the year of go get it. I like the song Mary Mary sang, go get it, go get it, go get your blessing, it's your time. It's your time. Don't let fear hinder you. Now watch this, it says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love. My God, I find that interesting. He said, not the spirit of fear, but. So when you say but, that means that the opposite of fear is coming next. So the opposite of fear is power. And the opposite of fear is love. We have to understand something. The Bible says that perfect love casts out all fear. Perfect love. Now, we have to understand what love that is, because it is not our love for God that casted out fear. No, 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 no. It is our understanding of God's love for us that casts out fear. When you know that you're a child of God, you don't have to fear. You understand that your daddy got you. I remember one time, my daughter, me and my wife and family, I got 7 kids, and we had left out of the store. And, you know, my kids, we when we leave out the store, we like a big old army. We just stroll out of the store. And my youngest baby was behind me walking. And before I knew it, I had walked off and left her standing on the stairs. And I didn't know why she stood there, but she just stood there. And when I looked back, there was a large dog. I mean, this dog was huge. And this dog was looking at my baby as if it was about to attack her. As soon as I saw my seed standing there, as soon as I saw my baby, what God gave me, standing there, I forgot all about my fear. I forgot all about me being in danger, and I went over there to get her. And the very thing that was supposed to do something had to stand there and submit to the power of God. Why? Because there was no fear. They tell you that dogs smell fear. The devil is a dog, and he smells fear. And every time you're afraid, he attacks you. There is something that is valuable to you. There is something that you have allowed Satan to put you in a standoff for it. I don't know if it's your husband. I don't know if it's your vehicle. I don't know if it's your house, your finances. I don't know if it's your child that's in jail. I don't know who it is. But God said there's a standoff. But if you just walk without fear and go get them, my God, go get them. And it's yours. Hallelujah. Watch this. And of a sound mind. The scripture says, and power, love, and of a sound mind. I want you to understand something. I gave this analogy Sunday. When you look at a drum, there is a difference between a sound and a noise, okay? When you strike the snare on the drum, it makes a sound. If the drum snare has a hole in it, it makes a noise. Any two things that clap together or hit together will make a noise. But everything don't make a sound. In order to make a sound, everything has to be intricately tightened. It has to be perfectly tightened to the right alignment, perfectly done. And the only way that you can have a sound mind is through allowing God to tighten up your mind, my God, that everything that Satan has will not enter. He will not put no holes in your mind. He will not plant seeds in you, because there is no place for him to plant the seeds, my God. God wants you to have a sound mind. Romans 8:15 says, For he has not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. For we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Ain't that something? That's interesting. He said, you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Fear is a spirit of bondage. It holds you. It torments you. It binds you up, and it keeps you from doing. Have you ever been gripped by fear? Have you ever been as a kid and you saw something in the house and you couldn't run and go get mama? All you can do is tuck your head under the cover and hide. And God told me to tell you to come out of your hiding. I know you feel like you're a failure. I know you feel like you may come out of your hiding. It's time now to go forth. It's time to go forth. Now watch this. He said, but the spirit of adoption. When you understand that you are adopted, when you understand that you are a child of God, there is a difference in your behavior. There is no fear when you understand that your father is there. My daughter did not cry because she understood that her daddy was 6'5", and he was coming to get her. No matter what was happening, she looked at me, not the problem. Stop looking at the devil. Stop looking at the situation. Stop looking at the problem and look to God and say, I need help. I need help. My God. Now watch this. Psalms 111 and 10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and a good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endured forever. Now watch this. He said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now, I'm a literal person. I'm a very literal person. Now, when it says the fear of the Lord, I said, God, you have fear? That's the first thing I said. I said, God, you have fear? What people don't understand is the reason that God created covenant, the reason that we have the rainbow in the sky, was because God is scared of himself. Oh, y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. God is scared of himself. And so because of that, he said, you know what? I'm going to put a rainbow in the sky to remind me not to take this whole earth out again with a flood. I want you to understand this. Because of covenant, the fear of the Lord allows you time to fall and get up again so that you can gain wisdom. That's why it says the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. When God fears, because God has enough fear to not take you out again, because he has to remind himself how much he loves you, it gives you so much time and leeway. My God, my God. I know a lot of preachers tell you, you know, they try to scare you into stuff, but I want you to understand something. God don't want to be, he don't want you scared of him. He want to be loved. He don't want to be feared. He want to be loved. He never wanted to be your God. He always wanted to be your father. Look throughout the scriptures. Look throughout the scriptures. His whole agenda. The Bible says that the will of God is to make you into the image of his dear son. His desire is to make you a son. It's to make you a son. It's to make you a daughter of his. It's to make you a child of his. That's his desire. I'm almost finished. Job 1:8 says, and the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? There is none like him in the earth, a perfect man, an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. Now watch this. Now Job was a man that feared and loved God so much. Now this word fear here is reverence. If you look it up in the Hebrew, it is reverence or respect, great respect. Job feared God so much that he would offer up sacrifices on behalf of his children, saying that at least if they have sinned, I'm going to repent to God on their behalf. This was the mindset that Job had. This is what made Job a perfect and an upright man, because he kept himself in right standings with God. If I lay on the floor right now, I am not upright. But if I stand up, I'm upright. And it is just that easy, I want you to understand, to be upright, to just get up. To just get up. People got on Donnie McClurkin about that song, A Satan Just a Sinner Who Fell Down and Got Back Up Again. But it is just that simple. If you want to be upright, stand upright. Oh, my God. Stand upright. Get up. Amen. And so I want you to leave you with this. Understand something. That the power of God is not predicated on what you feel. It's predicated on what you faith. You have to believe God. You have to trust in the Most High God and do not allow Satan to cause you to fear. Do not allow Satan to cause you to fear. Your future is not uncertain. Your future is bright. Your future is bright. It is not uncertain. You don't know what to do. Yes, you do. Trust God. Hallelujah. And believe that he will come through. Hallelujah. Now, before we open up the lines, I want to extend the offer of salvation to somebody, whomever it may be, that don't know the Lord or have even fallen but want to get back in right standing. They want to stand back up straight. I pray that you repeat after me. Say, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned. And Father, I need you in my life. Your word said if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that I am saved. And now, God, according to my faith, I believe that I have received my salvation from you. And I thank you for it right now. And I honor you right now, and I praise you. And I'm going to find a church, and I'm going to go somewhere and worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now you can open up the lines if you would. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. If you own the phone lines or over the internet, and you accepted Christ in your life as your Lord and Savior, Kingdom Builders International would love to send you a Bible. If you do not have one, or an MP3 Bible, glory be to God, you can go to www.kingdombuildersplaza.org and let us know. Give us your prayer request. We would love to stand in your faith fight with you. The angels are rejoicing. And
hallelujah.
We are rejoicing also. Glory to God. So at this time, I will open up the lines. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And what a word of apostle.
Oh, my
glory
God.
To
hallelujah.
God. Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you're on the line and you have a prayer request, if you have a comment, you may come forth now.
What do you have for prayer for?
Glory to God.
Noise in the background. Hallelujah.
Glory to
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The word tonight when you came out and said, see, I say thank you, God. And he still is trying to attack me. Is going to be broken off tonight in the name of Jesus. I used to have an issue with speaking my mind totally, and it almost destroyed a good friendship of mine because I wouldn't tell somebody else how I was feeling and did not tell her. And then this person turned around and went and told her, and this is supposed to have been a friend. And the enemy used to hold that where I wouldn't speak my mind. So after that, I started speaking my mind to my family in love.
Absolutely.
I had to run at that devil like, okay, this has to be broken off of me because it's been years where I wouldn't just totally tell you how I felt or tell you if you asked me for something and I really don't want to give it to you, I wouldn't tell you no. I would just do it anyway, didn't have an attitude about it. Glory be to God.
Yep, absolutely.
Glory to God. But I thank God for the breaking.
Hallelujah.
I have some decisions before the Lord, whether I need to move out of town or where I'm going to go from here after I finish being my grandpa's caregiver. So that helped me say, okay, God, I trust you. I trust the decision that you give me, and I'm not going to get fearful if you do tell me to move away. Glory to God. Whatever you want me to do, I shall do. Glory to God.
Do
you have a comment or a prayer request?
Question one.
Glory to God. Glory to God. So I have to block a caller out because they have noise in their background. Well, it is people on the line, Apostle. Sometimes they come forth. Sometimes they be full with the word that went forth already. But I would like for you to just come in agreement with Kingdom Builders International, with the prophetic conference that we are putting together for the end of April, that all our needs will be met.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Father, I pray right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for this conference, oh God, that you would meet every single need. Father, that you would make a way out of no way. Father, that they would have an abundance of revenue in the mighty name of Jesus, that they would meet their quota and even above it. In the mighty name of Jesus. And most of all, that your glory, that your presence would be there. Oh, Father, that you would gift them with a special anointing, oh God, with a special glory, with a special Shekinah glory, oh God. We thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, we praise you for it now. Be there. Be there, God. Be there. Be there. That's what's most important. Be there, Father. Be there, God. Iato. Iato rababadashe. Be there, Father. Iro shama. Iko rabade shama. Be there, Father. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to be in the lines again. Is anyone on the line that has a comment or a prayer request? May come forth now. Glory to God. Glory to God.
I hear somebody way in the background.
Yeah, It's people on the line, and they're just not coming forth. So we just give God all the praises and honor and glory for what he has done tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just cover the men of God in your blood. Again, Lord God, I bind the spirit of backlash or retaliation, Lord God. They try to come forth against the man, his family, or his ministry for that powerful word that he brought forth tonight
in the mighty name
of Jesus, Lord God.
Yes,
I thank you for using the man of God to break the spirit of fear, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Yes,
I pray, Father God, that you continue to supply every need for Apostle Martin and his family and his ministry, God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I thank you for opening doors.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
For the man of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for opening up the eyes of understanding even the more, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, for more wisdom and revelation of you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And as you open doors for the men of God, that he will run to them, Lord God, when he knows it is from you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We magnify you, glorify you, God. We shout hallelujah to you, God. We thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Glory, God. Glory, Jesus, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, sick, call the lady, shut the door, God. I lift up to his family members, Lord God, that has not called on you as their precious Lord and Savior, Lord God. Any cousins, aunties, friends, Lord God. I pray that they will come into the true saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. I pray right now, Lord God, that you will take the spiritual blinders off of their eyes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. But when they hear you, Lord God, that they will not harden their hearts, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We praise you and honor you and magnify you. And we thank you for breakthroughs and deliverance. We thank you for your word that went forth with power and might in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. I pray amen and glory to God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Dad.
I'm
going to
yield the lines one more time for anyone that has a prayer request or a comment. Glory to God.
Yes,
glory
Lord.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God. If you would like to sow a seed into Kingdom Builders International, it is good ground to sow in. Glory be to God. You can go to www.kingdombuildersplaza.org. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Man of God, do you have any closing comments? Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Yes,
I do. Amen. The Lord has really been dealing with me about a fellowship, and God has instructed me to start a fellowship of ministries that are like-minded as we are, and that's what I'm doing. He named it. He told me to call it Able Men out of Exodus, the 18th chapter, the 21st through the 26th verse, how he told Moses to ordain able men. And when he said men, he wasn't just talking about men, but he's saying that ordain able people of God. And everybody is that is a child of God, that is truly walking in this way, every ministry that is that way. There should be, in every state, in every city, there should be some church that I can send people to. When they call me and say, okay, Pastor, I just had a young lady that moved out of town, moved to, I believe it was Atlanta, and I didn't know anybody there. So God told me to begin to start a fellowship all over the world, he told me, and he promised me that it would spread like never before, like wildfire. Amen. And so I'll get details to everybody as the Lord completes the work. Amen. But that's about all, man. We got a lot coming up this year, and as I do my next broadcast, I'll begin to make those announcements. And I thank God. I like to fight. I like to fight. When the devil starts stuff, it just make me so mad. I'd be like, let's go. Let's go.
Yes. Yes.
Let's go.
Yes. Yes.
It validates. I want people to understand that when Satan fights you, it validates your ministry. It tells you that you have something to say. You know, so keep up the fight, keep up the good work. Anytime Satan attacks your broadcast this way, this means that God has something in store. Amen. So I encourage everybody, sow a seed into Kingdom Builders International. Amen. Sow a seed. Amen. All of my information is online also. If those that desire to get in touch with me, you can do so in that way. So God bless you all in radio land and internet land and telephone land. God bless you and God keep you.
Glory to God. Well, don't forget to tell someone about the broadcast. About 5 minutes after it's over, you can go into the archives and listen to it again. You can download it on Facebook for your family and friends to listen to, or on Twitter. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. What a word. What a word. And again, Kingdom Builders International has intercessory prayer Monday through Saturday, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. And the number is Central Time. And the number is 218-895-0280. Again, the number is 218-895-0280, and the code is PRAY 7729. Join us. Glory be to God. Glory to God. And again, Apostle, we truly appreciate you. We thank you for your faithfulness. And the man of God will be on again every second and fifth Tuesday at 7 p.m. Glory to God. And if no one has any prayer requests or comments, we're going to end the call for tonight. I'm going to end with the song. And again, I thank God for all the internet listeners and for everyone that's called in on the phone lines. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy, God, of all the glory and all the honor and praise. Thank you, Lord. And good night, everyone.
This is my daily prayer. Oh Lord, this is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me. And I'm desperate for you. Don't wanna leave.